Number six is send a mailer. On a regular basis to all your existing and past clients. Now, how far you go back, I typically recommend going back 5 years to current. In most situations, we've got 84 different industries in the inner circle now, so this is not a one-size-fits-all. But you've got to be marketing on a regular basis to your existing clients. Not marketing to your past clients is the biggest marketing mistake that you can make, other than doing nothing. Why? Because somebody else is marketing to them. It's called TOMA, top of mind awareness. If you're not in front of them, they're not going to remember to do business with you, right? We had a plumber that came out to our house for years and years and years, but they never sent us any mail or anything like that. They would call us once a year and tell us it was time to change the filters, right, the water filters. And when I bought my building that some of you guys will see tomorrow morning, I needed $6,000 worth of plumbing done. I didn't even think of this guy. I hired another plumber. I didn't even think of this guy until a month or two later he came into my mind, okay? Now, I'm sure he's probably okay. He may not have needed my $6,000, but if you want to grow your business, can you really afford to give your repeat business to somebody else? Let me ask you this question. How likely is it for your existing clients to refer you if they can't even remember you? Not very. Thank you. And folks, let's not make this complicated, okay? Anybody ever heard of a guy by the name of Joe Girard? Joe Girard sold more cars than anybody in history. Anybody in history. And one of the things that he insisted on was mailing to every single person who bought a car from him ever. Dealership wouldn't pay for it. When they finally agreed to pay for it, they wanted to send this big, you know, junk mail flyer, right? He said, no. I'm going to send them a personal greeting card every single month. And so he'd send out a card that says, I like you, Joe Girard. That's all it said, I like you. Okay. Or it might say, happy birthday. If it happens to be the month of your birthday, bonus. Fantastic. Now, this is the kind of guy who would go to a football game with two fists full of cards, and when there was a touchdown, he'd throw up two fists full of cards like confetti. Oh, yeah, I need a car, right? Or he'd go through the phone book, and he would go through the phone book, and he would find a name like Mrs. B.J. Campbell. Call up. Mrs. Campbell, we've got your new Chevrolet ready for you. It's all cleaned up and ready to pick up. Well, you must have the wrong number because we didn't buy a car. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this Mrs. B.C. Campbell? No, this is Mrs. B.J. Campbell. Oh, I'm so sorry. I must have called the wrong number. By the way, when do you think you might be in the market for a new vehicle? Just to get them off the phone, what are you going to do? Well, it'll probably be 6 months, a year. Guess what? In 6 months or a year, Joe Girard's got you on his calendar and you're going to get called. So once he got up to $16,000 clients, he had a problem. He had a whole team of people writing personal greeting cards, so he started using a system that you guys are using, which is send out cards. This is one of my favorite tools in the whole wide world.